Welcome back to Mugs of the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, glad to sit down with Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns, joining us for a paid political interview to discuss his history and his election for District 42, Nebraska State Senator, on the upcoming November ballot. Commissioner Bruns, good to see you back in the studio, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Tristan. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a little while, huh? Yeah. And we'll do it a few more times leading up to the election.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, obviously folks know you as the Chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners. You've been on the commission now for a little while. But before we talk about that and the decision to run for Nebraska State Senate, tell us a little bit about your background and your time growing up in North Platte and graduating from North Platte High.
Born and raised here in North Platte. I'm one of the last Brunses in my clan that actually lives here. There's several other families, and I constantly get asked if I'm related.
Oh, but, sure.
Born and raised, graduated from North Platte in 2003. It seems like it was just yesterday, but then I see my daughter, who's a sophomore there, and I'm like, oh my goodness, where did the time
It's been a little while now.
So, thoroughly enjoyed this community growing up. Absolutely loved it, and it's one of the reasons why we're back. But decided in high school that, much to the chagrin of a lot of people that were around me and my family, that I was not going to go straight to college. I wanted to go do some other things and serve my country. So enlisted in the United States Marine Corps and went and spent about a decade of time serving my country. And absolutely look back on that period of my life as extremely transformative and pivotal in who I am today. Would not give a second back, and was able to experience a lot of really, really cool things that some of my peers and contemporaries will never be able to say that they've been
sure.
able to do. Went in and was a radio operator, served with an artillery unit, was deployed with infantry as a forward observer for artillery. Went to Iraq, served as an infantry guy in Iraq, fought in Fallujah. I've led international humanitarian aid missions in the South Pacific. I've literally been all over the world and experienced a plethora of just amazing, eye-opening things that have really, you know, opened my eyes to what goes on in this world. And then I got stationed in Quantico and trained a whole generation of Marine Corps officers, thousands of Marine Corps lieutenants that were newly commissioned. For those that may not know, the Marine Corps gets a bunch of different commissions from a variety of different sources, those officers do. And the point of continuity for their leadership training is what's called the basic school. And so I was an instructor okay. there teaching leadership, basic fundamentals in how to be a platoon leader. And in my time there, rose and was hand-selected to be a liaison for training command up to the Pentagon. So did a short stint where I worked for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Commandant of the Marine Corps and saw a whole different side of leadership in our country.
I can't imagine.
really kind of energized me and learned a lot from those leaders. And then wrapped up my Marine Corps career here in Nebraska, managing recruiting operations for the Marine Corps out of Lincoln at the end of that tour, the entire state of Nebraska and part of Southwest Iowa. So I was glad to get back. Got orders at that point to the next unit, which was a special operations unit. Decided with my wife that it was time to move on and put down roots. We had two small children at the time. Now we have three. And just pursue some other goals in life. So got out, wrapped up my degree at Creighton University. My wife works in healthcare. That really afforded me to lean on the GI Bill and wrap up my degree. We lived in Omaha for a few years. Graduated from Creighton, magna cum laude, and business administration major, focus in entrepreneurship. That's really kind of what makes me tick is creating opportunity and empowering the individual through economic opportunity, because I truly believe that we're blessed by the work of our hands. And when I graduated, I kind of stumbled in, was trying to find a career where I could continue to give back and help people, serve the community. and stumbled into the financial services industry, insurance industry. Never thought that that would be the case.
And I think that's from what I've read. I've not had the privilege to serve the country in the capacity that you have. But from what I understand, that's a struggle that a lot of our individuals that go into the armed services really struggle with, to be quite honest, is that transition from military life to civilian life. And that heart of a servant is still very much present.
Very much present. And you know, that's one of the struggles that veterans have across the board is they leave, they want to continue to give and serve, and there's very few career opportunities out there where you can find that's the case. A lot of technical skills are embodied by our veteran community. And they find great success in that regard, but being able to help others, sometimes that's a miss. And so I was able to be blessed and find a career that I enjoy and where I can continue to help people. And so got into that industry, and an opportunity arose for me and my wife, my high school sweetheart, to move our family back home, and we jumped on it.
So sure.
We moved back home working in the industry. And moved back in 2018, and it wasn't long before we realized, you know, the community that we loved was struggling. And I've always been of the opinion, I tell this to a lot of different people, that you don't complain about problems, you find solutions for them, or better yet, be part of the solution. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what led me into public service, running for the county board, and, you know, just seeking an opportunity to impact our community in a positive way, to help deliver growth options and economic development. And I've been blessed on my time on the county board to be able to do that through a variety of different functions and really help our community find opportunity to diversify the economy for the larger region. And I'm proud of what we're getting accomplished here, especially as of late. So, it's been exciting. It's been really exciting.
Commissioner Bruns is going to join us to discuss his campaign several times throughout the coming days, including an appearance back in the studio tomorrow. So we're going to put a bookmark in the conversation about the Lincoln County Commissioners. I do want to continue that a little bit more tomorrow, Commissioner Bruns.
Okay.
But talking now about the decision to run for the 42nd Legislative District, what led to that decision? When did you start to consider jumping into that race, and what was the nail in the coffin, so to speak, to officially register for that race?
Yeah, so great question. Never thought that I'd actually be taking this path because we are getting a lot of really good things done at the county level. But in my time serving on the county board, and I know that you're wanting to put a bookmark in it, I've beat my head up against a wall on several occasions because we live in a unique state. Mm-hmm. The unicameral controls so much.
Yeah.
Of what transpires in our local communities, and seeing the unfunded mandates, just the frustration that we've had, that my colleagues and I share, serving in that capacity on the county board, that was one aspect. But really, what got me to consider it was several people, not just one or two, but a plethora of people that I look up to. Telling me to give it some thought because of the momentum that I'm helping to bring to the county and our community. Senator Groney at the time was being term limited out.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of them that reached out to me and said, "Hey, give this some serious thought, Chris." And so my wife and I, we met with him and his wife Barb, and we talked for hours about the good, the bad, the ugly. Really wrapping my arms around what the job entails. Several other community leaders, state leaders reached out to me. I had conversations with them. And at the end of the day, you know, we just decided if we want our community to grow, if we want our kids, my wife and I having this conversation, if we want our kids to want to stay here, we have to have opportunity for them. And the best way for me to impact this community is in the legislature because of really the control that that body has and what I can get done for the larger region here in West Central Nebraska. And so that was really the pivotal decision. I was kind of dragging my feet, and my wife looked at me one day and she says, "You know what, Chris, stop. I know your beliefs. I know that you can get this done. You're going to do this and you're going to win." So that was the encouragement that I needed. And she, you know, behind every good man, there's a stronger woman. And Ashley is absolutely that for me. So it was through, you know, a variety of different people praying and giving me encouragement and me doing so that we decided this was the right thing to do last year. And I've been blessed by what transpired in May with the win in the primary and the support and momentum that we've been building leading up to November 8th. And I'm just encouraged and optimistic about what's going to happen.
Let's talk about the time availability that you have, Commissioner Bruns, because let's be honest, this is a situation that is even more difficult for our Western Nebraska state senators. Some of the state senators out east have the advantage of still working part-time during the session. Some of the eastern Nebraska state senators are even younger because they could be home and have supper with their families or go to kids' events and things along those lines. That's not an advantage that you'll have if elected to serve the 42nd Legislative District. So let's talk the time availability that you have if elected for this quote-unquote part-time job that asks much more than some full-time jobs, in all honesty.
Yeah, no, in all honesty, it's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm. And with part-time benefits.
And there's yeah, exactly.
I'll say it.
You know, I'm looking to take a pay cut. So. call me a glutton for punishment, but I believe it's important, and I'm one of the few that is breaking the mold. I'm not independently wealthy. I'm a blue collar, blue jean wearing type individual, and I think that that's a stark difference. I live out the challenges that a lot of people in our district face, and I think that that's one of the important aspects that needs to be considered is how my decision making is going to have my peers here locally, the people that I'm seeking to represent, front of mind. And so as far as the time commitment, it's worth the sacrifice. My wife looked at me and she says, you know, it's not going to be any different than a deployment when you're in session.
That's a good analogy, too. It is a deployment in some ways.
Exactly. you know, my wife, she makes decent money. I'm blessed to work for an organization that wants to see me succeed, and I have flexibility in my calendar.
The finance industry has some flexibility, from my understanding.
It does, and the team that I work with here locally is fully committed to supporting me and doing and allowing me to do what I need to do to represent this area. And so I'm not worried about the time commitment. I will work hard every day to get the job done. That will be my priority. And knowing that I have, you know, strong family support and my kids understand what's going on and they're very receptive and encouraging and just looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting some good things done for our area.
And we're just reaching the tip of the iceberg here with Commissioner Bruns. We're going to put a bookmark in the conversation that will continue tomorrow, Friday, and continuing up until the election, including a debate with you and your opponent, Senator Jacobson, coming up in just a few short days, November 1st.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to, you know, continuing the conversation and providing as much information I can about me and the value proposition that I offer for the voters and why they should select me on November 8th.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to learn more about you as a candidate for the 42nd Legislative District, by chance get in contact with you to discuss any issues, how can they do so?
So my website for the campaign is chrisbruns.com. A lot of good information there. My Facebook page, you can go on Facebook, Chris Bruns for Legislature, or you can simply just type in at Vote Bruns. But the best way is just pick up the phone and give me a call. I look forward to the conversation. That's what I want. I want to engage, the voters, the citizens throughout the entire district. My cell phone number is 308-660-6049, and I welcome a call to bend my ear on anything, talk about thoughts, concerns, questions you have. Make sure that, we have that dialogue and that you're informed. in your decision-making process.
Commissioner Bruns, appreciate the time. Wish you best of luck on the campaign trail and look forward to continuing our conversation a little bit more tomorrow about your campaign.
My pleasure, Tristan. Everybody out there, have a blessed day.